Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. How much grace do you give yourself? And how much grace do you give others? Do you even really know, or have you started to embody what grace is? Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about grace. I have had an interesting journey with grace, and it's one of those things that I think a lot of people don't necessarily truly grok. You know, they don't quite understand what it is until they do, and the levels of embodiment of it continue to just evolve and unfold like so many other things do. And I think it's a very important thing that we are needing, especially now in the climate of the social world and landscape. Everything is so crazy right now, and I feel that there's so much that's really heightened, and we have rampant amounts of anxiety in the world and depression and so much. There's so much stress. There's so much, holy moly, right? So grace is something that is really needed on this planet. We all really deserve a little bit of it, or maybe a lot a bit of it, right? Grace is like another level of compassion. It's really understanding that somebody is doing their very best, and sometimes their very best kind of sucks. And the reason I say this is because it's not just them, it's also you. So really, how much are you giving yourself grace, and how much are you giving others grace, and have you started to really experience what grace is and embody that? Because you need the grace as well. It reminds me a lot of the Four Agreements and really just the agreement of always trying our best. And our best is just simply not the same every single day. It's different. We have, you know, harder days, easier days. We have days where we're sleep deprived. We have days where there's so much stress and so much to do. We have days that are really free flowing and open, all of it. And so our best just simply cannot be the same on every single day. And so when we're in these places where we can't show up to whatever it is in the way that we'd like to, we deserve some grace. And sometimes that's really hard when maybe you do show up in XYZ fashion all the time, and then you don't. You know, you're like not on your game one day, and then people are like, what happened? Why aren't you showing up in this way? You always do. And then maybe your consistency gets questioned, and then this and that. And it just becomes this cascade of yuck. And so, again, we want to start with ourselves and give ourselves grace. And tied into this, I really think about fear and the opposite of fear being gentleness. I think about this a lot when I think about grace, because when I think about grace, it fills me with that feeling of gentleness, because it holds that gentle, caring, patient vibe. And it spreads that. And so it's one of those things where the world needs more of that, right? So when I think about fear, especially people who are prone to being really anxious or fearful, it's nice to remember the opposing side of that, the polarity of that, is gentleness. So the more you can give yourself gentleness and fill yourself with that, the easier it is to harmonize and maybe even combat a little bit. I don't like the word combat, but harmonize with the fear, because you're tuning into its polarity of gentleness. And so I feel that's so important. And that is a similar feeling that grace gives me. And so in the world, I'm witnessing this. I'm often witnessing this. And I think about it a lot, you know, with kids. It's always like, okay, who's learning what, where, and when, and how? Where are they at? How are they today? Where are they near puberty? How are their hormones? I mean, what is going on here, right? And they all need grace as they're learning. And it's just, it's not just kids, and it's not just adolescents. It's all of humanity. We all need this. We need to be giving it to ourselves, and we need to be giving it to others. So I have a little mini story. Today, I was driving, and I was in the left lane on a one-way, okay? And so to my right, there was another person, and they, as I was approaching kind of their blind spot and stopping at a stop sign with them, they had just, I thought, turned on their left turn signal, but we were stopping at almost the exact same time at this stop sign. And so we both kind of started to go at about the same time. They were a little bit ahead of me because they stopped a little bit before me. And I just had in the back of my head, did I see a turn signal turn on? Like, I'm going to be prepared for this, right? And so they did. They totally turned right in front of me. I, you know, hit my brakes. I honked. And they were like out the way. They had their window rolled down. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm just like, it's cool. You know, go ahead. You go first. This is going to be so much easier. You just go, you know. And they're just like, oh, thank you, you know. And that situation could have been so awful, right? Of course, it could have been awful and like causing a car accident or anything like that. But it could have been so charged with more hatred and angst and blame and like feeding that loop of all of that yuck. And instead, of course, I've had this grace thing on my mind the last few days because it's just been swirling around my sphere. And so I was in that space. I was in this space of, they're human. They're just living. We all make mistakes. It's cool, right? And so we were both able to just laugh about it, right? And have it be this almost joyful connection of two complete strangers almost making chaos, right? And so that is a power of grace, is being able to turn something that could be really yucky into something that's beautiful or fun or evokes joy or connection or anything like that. And wow, I mean, wow, can we please apply this to the world more? Give each other grace more. We are not striving for perfection. Remember, perfection and pleasure do not mix. So we want to be able to give ourselves and give others grace. We are all humans. We're all making mistakes. We're all evolving and doing interesting things as we evolve, which is probably another podcast for another day, because I'm telling you, I've been in this evolution sphere of the gene keys, and I'm very curious about it in how perhaps everybody may be playing there just a little bit for all of humanity's evolution. Again, different topic, different day. But if you're interested and want to talk to me one-on-one about that, of course, reach out. We can do a one-on-one gene key call thing. All right. Anywho, grace, let's bring it. That's your invitation. Bring the grace to all the situations. Let it really just warm your heart. Be bringing it to yourself, to your daily life, to your world, to those around you, to complete strangers. And let's just make the world a little bit more yummy. Ciao. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.